From Radio Iowa, this is Campaign Countdown with O.K. Henderson. Sponsored in part by the Iowa State Education Association. Great education, it's an Iowa basic. Now from Des Moines, O.K. Henderson.
A group of Iowa Republicans gathered over the weekend to try to re-energize moderates within the GOP. Former Iowa Lieutenant Governor Joy Corning, the event's main organizer, urged the crowd to be active, assertive, make a difference Republicans.
Our intention is that you will spread your enthusiasm to your friends and neighbors, your whole community, and that you will participate in the Iowa caucus.
Former Iowa Congressman Jim Leach, a so-called moderate in the Republican Party, lost his bid for re-election in 2006 and now teaches at Harvard. Leach delivered the keynote address at the meeting, telling the group that about 2% of Americans, mostly social conservatives, are controlling the grand old party these days.
Increasingly, issues are described as moral issues. Some of them are, some of them are not precisely. But the point is, if the issue is a moral issue, and I hold this position, if you hold this position on the other side, by definition, your position is immoral. It's pretty hard to get consensus.
Leach suggested the modern-day Republican Party had veered away from its roots as an individual rights-oriented party launched in 1853 by those who wanted to outlaw slavery.
I think it's time to think about the basics, and that comes back to heritage and philosophy. This was the progressive party of the 19th century. In the early 20th century.
Leach suggested his party was perilously close to embracing a win-at-all-costs attitude that may, in the end, spell its doom and pave the way for a successful third party.
Should a party be a sanctuary for intolerance?
Leach suggested moderates in the GOP might have more sway if they decided to re-engage and attend a caucus on January 3rd.
All the indications in this state are that there's more enthusiasm in one party than the other, and that isn't ours, and we're going to have a smaller turnout than the other party. That actually has some grounds for optimism if committed people want to participate.
The crowd of about 80 people included current and former Republican elected officials as well as a few longtime party activists. Former State Senator Jack Reif says he believes the GOP must resound the clarion call for limited government.
Moderate Republicans, in my opinion, are mainstream people, as I like to call them, need to get more involved in the party structure. They've kind of went to the sidelines, in my opinion, and sat on their hands and let the so-called social conservatives take charge. And I think they've got to get back in the game and participate. And hopefully this time around they will.
Former State Representative Janet Metcalf of Windsor Heights was careful to declare the intent of the group is not to displace social conservatives within the GOP.
I don't want to take the party back. I want to strengthen the current party. What I want to do is to have Republicans who feel disenchanted come back into the party. I'm not a splinterer. I'm a convener.
Former New Jersey Governor Christy Todd Whitman, founder of a group called the Republican Leadership Council, a group for moderate Republicans, was the meeting's luncheon speaker.
I've just met so many Republicans who have said, the party's left me. It now all of a sudden has this litany of litmus tests on these issues. And I'm just not there, even if I'm sympathetic. And we're looked at right now as being kind of mean-spirited, narrow-minded. And that's not who we are as a party.
According to Whitman, only 10% of moderate Republicans turn out to vote in party primaries or participate in party caucuses.
That's not good. That's when the extreme elements of any group control, when those who are more toward the center, more open to compromise, more open to talking to people with whom they disagree on certain issues, when they stay home. And so this is to say, look, there are more of us out here than you think. There are Republicans who are willing, don't think compromise is a dirty word.
Read more about this story online at RadioIowa.com.
Campaign Countdown with O.K. Henderson, a presentation of Radio Iowa, sponsored in part by the Iowa State Education Association. Great education, it's an Iowa basic.